Our first letter is from Malcolm Goodson, who wants the Hewitt to have its vocation back. Some 50 years have passed since the Hewitt School opened as a centre of vocational excellence. We might not have adopted that phrase in those days, nor, as pupils, appreciated the quality of our learning experience. The Hewitt School became an exceptional place for learning practical life skills that I, like so many, have grown to appreciate as the years passed. Engineering and joinery workshops equivalent to any business premises in Norwich and teachers with life skills in their subjects, the Hewitt School provided an exceptional opportunity to develop the competence to become a professional tradesperson or a DIY enthusiast, whether it be plumbing, electrical or mechanical engineering or carpentry and joinery. The advent of computer technology and the promotion of academia as the exclusive path to success led to the demise of vocational learning. The blue-collar career was looked down upon as successive governments lost interest in British manufacturing in favour of international financial services. Furthermore, the failure of the Education Authority to maintain the workshops that had once been the jewel in the crown led to the eventual failure of the school that had nothing more to offer than any other comprehensive. Rebranding as an academy will not in itself attract a new influx of students. If it is to rise from the ashes, then returning it to a centre of vocational excellence is the only way.
Jill Wilton of Hunworth Common writes about parking woes. Once again, my husband and I have spent a day at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. Once again, the professionalism and kindness of the medical and reception staff could not have been faulted, but the experience was tainted by the ineptitude of parking. As is well known, there are not enough parking spaces. It took us half an hour of patience and luck to find one. This might not be directly the contractor's fault, but what is their responsibility is the payment machines. One has not been working on our last two visits. The nearest machine to this does not take cash. This results in long queues and long walks to validate your ticket. The NNUH is constantly asking us to rate their service, but as any marketing professional will tell you, no matter how good the service is, it is the feeling generated as you leave which is the one which often sticks. It is amazing how an institution can deliver such superb, highly skilled and caring medical services, but fails on the simple matter of parking payment machines.
Our final correspondent thinks we should all be careful with our details. There seems to be a lot of concern about data protection, which I find rather strange. It became evident a very long time ago that every bit of information that I have ever entered online is universally available to all and sundry. I recently received a phone call from an Indian guy named Kevin, who knew my name, address, phone number, and even which make of washing machine I had. It was obvious that my personal information is liberally spread right across the planet. Data protection simply does not exist, and we all need to be careful about the information we divulge.